Well, happy Independence Day weekend. We are going to be battling showers and thunderstorms. They finally came to fruition yesterday, though they took their sweet time, although we did have some widely scattered heavy storms through the afternoon. The majority of the storms occurred in the early evening hours. Remember I mentioned the last several days that even the nighttime hours are going to be a possibility for showers and storms in this evolving weather pattern as we go through the weekend and right into the early part of next week. The peak of the storms will be in the afternoon and evening, the most widespread, the strongest. But even overnight and sometimes in the morning hours, there may be some rain to deal with as we go through the weekend and early next week. So today we start out with areas of sunshine, good deal of sun in many spots, some fog. We had heavy rainfall moving south and eastward through Duval County during the mid-evening hours. Quite the lightning show. Big storms north of St. Augustine produced quite a lightning show for residents in St. Johns County near and just offshore. Well, those storms faded overnight but left behind some high humidity, of course, but also some areas of fog. Quickly break out into sunshine this morning, pushes temperatures to the low 90s by the noon hour. And then the first showers will pop today, earlier than yesterday, the way it looks. Although we did actually have a couple of isolated showers as early as the lunch hour yesterday. There'll be more of them today, and then they'll blossom into thunderstorms through the afternoon. It continues to look like a west-to-east movement, about 15 to 20 miles per hour, perhaps not quite as fast as the last couple of days, but still moving along. The big story will be the local downpours and that lightning. Boy, be careful. Lots of people with outdoor plans today through the weekend. Make sure if you see lightning or hear thunder that you go indoors and wait at least 30 minutes since the last clap of thunder before heading back outside. Showers and storms will continue tomorrow afternoon and evening again on your Independence Day. Fireworks displays, of course, scattered throughout Duval County. And it's going to be a little close on when those storms end, although it would appear that most of those storms will at least be more inland and generally diminishing between 7 and 9 p.m., which would be, you know, roughly a little bit before sunset and before the fireworks are getting going. So, with any luck, the majority of the more significant rain and storms will be gone by 8 to 9 p.m., and we can get on with things tomorrow evening. The showers and thunderstorms become even a little more widespread Sunday into Monday. It continues to look like a soaker in the end. Not necessarily a lot of rain for every neighborhood every single day, but when you add it all up through Sunday night into Monday, rainfall amounts should average 2 to 4 inches and locally 5 inches or more. So this is going to be a significant round of storms. And we had a few spots yesterday that managed 1 to 2 inches of rain again in a small in small areas, but in a short period of time. And 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts at Mayport, 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts at Arlington last night with those storms. That's the kind of thing we'll deal with through the weekend. It's not a washout. It's not raining and storming all the time, but plan on interruptions. You're going to have to take a break. You're going to have to be extra careful outside with that lightning. When the sun is out, which will be most likely during the morning hours, you'll have low sunburn times, of course, this time of year, down around 10 to 15 minutes. Doesn't take very long at all. And then you will also have to deal with those storms. As far as the beaches are concerned this weekend, again, an eye to the sky for those storms. Otherwise, water temperatures have warmed in the mid-80s. Really, the water is quite pleasant. Air temperatures will manage to get into the upper 80s to near 90 all the way to the beaches thanks to a wind out of the west for a good part of the day. Of course, those winds will become variable and locally strong and gusty in and around any of those storms. Seas will only average 1 to 3 feet, so a surf of a couple of feet and a low rip current risk. But remember, there can be rip currents at any time. Always swim and surf with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. And of course, we are social distancing as much as at all possible. Be smart on that as we go through the weekend, and of course wearing a mask is always a good idea too. The showers and storm, the wet pattern continues into the early part of next week before we finally start to see the storms become a little more scattered as we get into the middle of next week. But it's a wet pattern here for at least the next few days. Have a great and safe Independence Day. And take care of yourself and, of course, one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.